Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, especially for our sponsor, because we're headed into the tax season right now. It's January. You guys are going to be coming up on getting your W-2s and everything from your job, from your employers, and it's time to get this filing done. I know you're anxious to get your money back, if you're getting money back, or even if you're not. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you take care of your tax concerns. Give them a call, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, now, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, before I go on, I want to apologize to my listeners out there because I haven't been on the show for a few days. I've been under the weather, and I've been trying to fight this thing, okay? I've got it under control now, hopefully. Keep your fingers crossed for me. But I'm on my way back, okay? So I wanted to do a show today and see if I could start to regain you guys' trust. Now, I see a few more people have joined the show. Thank you for joining the show. 818-301-5834. Now, the word of today is, let's see, we're going to have a word of the day. And our word of the day comes from Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Okay, I get this every day. I get a word every day. And today's word is virtuoso. Virtuoso. V-I-R-T-U-O-S-O. Virtuoso. My show is set up to inform people, educate. Not only you, but myself as well. So in the same time, while I'm trying to help and educate you guys, I'm helping and educate myself by giving you words of the day and their definitions. You can add some of these words to your vocabulary and use them and, you know, keep going, right? Virtuoso is the definition of virtuoso. Virtuoso is a noun, okay? And one definition is an experimenter or investigator, especially in the arts and sciences. An experimenter or investigator, especially in the arts and sciences. The second definition is one skilled in or having a taste for the fine arts, virtuoso. The third definition is one who excels in the technique of an art, especially a highly skilled musical performer. You can say someone like Usher. Michael Jackson was a virtuoso, okay? And myself, I'm a virtuoso. I'm a virtuoso in video and creating video and putting it together to tell a story or to share an idea or just share something with somebody through video. A virtuoso. All right? That's the word of the day, virtuoso. Now, again, guys, thanks for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, 10:30 is going to be the time of the show for the rest of this week. Starting next week, I may be at the same time, but I'm not sure. Just stay tuned for that. 10:30 is going to be the show time for the rest of this week. All right? Now, today's episode is entitled, Crazy Neighbors. What do you do to keep them in their place? So we're going to talk about some of the crazy things that our neighbors have done that had us saying, to ourselves. Okay? And I wanted to do this show because I just experienced this. I'm actually still going through the channels, right? What happened was over Christmas, actually on the 19th of December, okay? Now, I'm going to paint a picture for you. I've got a huge yard, like right at an acre of land. All right, I've got a huge front yard. I've got a huge backyard. And my house sits in a cul-de-sac, right? So if you come down the street, my house sits in the middle of the cul-de-sac. So if you come down the street and drive straight ahead, you'll come right into my driveway, all right? So if you look at my house from the front, facing my house, it goes, if you put your hands together, your palms together, it goes out like a V or up like a V, okay? I own three lots of land in this subdivision, all right? So when I first moved in my house, I had a privacy fence put in around the back perimeter of my yard, of my property, okay? And then I installed some landscaping lights on the fence, like every other post on the fence, I put landscaping lights so that at night those lights turn on and it creates an effect that you wouldn't believe at night. Okay? So, in the farmost corner of my yard, to the left, if you're facing my house, to the left in the far corner of my yard, my privacy fence connects to another property owner's privacy fence. All right? Now, the people there were burning leaves in a barrel. You know how people do that. They have an old barrel that they have, and they stuff leaves in it, and they burn them. That's how they burn. That's how they get rid of their leaves. Okay? Now, They started burning the leaves, and it started a fire. And they couldn't control the fire. They couldn't put it out. So the fire grabbed a hold of my fence, grabbed a hold of their fence, burned a big section of my yard, okay, burned a big section of my fence, burned some of my landscaping lights, okay. And they didn't even call me and tell me that it was burned or that they had burned it or what they were going to do about it because they burned it. Okay? So, I call the neighbors. Actually, I call the property manager. And this manager told me that my neighbor behind me, in the subdivision behind me, started this fire. The neighbor was burning something and started this fire and burned my fence and their fence. Stay with me now. Burned my fence and their fence. She told me it was my neighbor. She gave me my neighbor's name and phone number. Okay? Gave me my neighbor's name and phone number and said that, hey, that's who burned my fence. And he gave me her property address and everything. Okay? So I was like, okay, I'll send her a letter or whatever and see what she's going to do about my fence. Well, the property manager also gave me a fire report number because the fire department came out to their property because they called them because they set the fire and they couldn't put it out. So they called the fire department. The fire department came out to their property, extinguished the fire. Okay? Now, she gave me a number for the fire department report. So I called the fire department. I get the, they email me the report. I get the report. And lo and behold, it's not my neighbor that started the fire. It's them that started the fire. Everything on the report points to them and their property. Right? Stay with me now. She's already told me that it was my neighbor that started the fire, not them. Okay? And she gave me the incident report number. So I called and got a copy of the incident report. And it was them. So I called her back and I said, hey, lady, this was your property, not my neighbor's property that the fire department came to. She said, oh, no. How do I? Can you email me a copy of that report? No, you call the fire department yourself and get a copy. They'll email it to you. Call them and get it. Okay? So I'm like, she lied right in my face. I hate that. Someone to sit there right in your face and blatantly tell you a lie. I hate that. And then you find out later that they were lying. I hate that. I'll call you on a lie that you tell me. I'm hard about that. I'll call you. I'll say, hey, man, you told me it was this when it was actually this. Why did you tell me it was that? Y'all with me? Anyway, so now I had to call my attorney, ask him what to do. And so he told me to make a claim on my homeowner's insurance. So now I have to go through my homeowner's insurance to get my fence fixed that they burned. Okay? Now I got $1,000 deductible on my homeowner's insurance. If the damage is less than $1,000, right, I'm going to have to be the one to go after them to get my money back. But if it's over $1,000, this is a lesson for you guys. If it's over $1,000, if it's over your deductible, then the insurance company will pay you whatever money over your deductible to get your property, you know, replaced. Then the insurance company will go after that property owner or their insurance company for the full amount. Once they get the money from their insurance company, they'll take their money out of the claim, and then they'll send you your deductible back, for your $1,000 or whatever back. So I'm hoping that when the people come out to give me an estimate on how much the fence is going to cost to replace, it'll be over $1,000. And I'm sure that it will. They burned over 50% of my fence. I mean, not 50%, I'm sorry. About 50 to 60 feet of my fence. That's how much fence was burned. And they didn't even tell me. The way that I noticed it was I was taking Christmas lights down out of my yard on New Year's Eve. And I'm taking the Christmas lights up to my storage building in the back of my yard to put it up for next year. And I said, hey, man, it looks like that fence is burned. Lo and behold, the fence was burned. That's how I found out that my fence was burned and that part of my yard had been burned. That's how I found out. And another thing is, one day I was in the garage, I was resurfacing a wood table, okay? I've been off work for like 2 weeks at Christmas time. I was resurfacing a table in my garage. And I looks up. I had the door open because I was using, you know, vapors. And I look up and there's two little dogs walking down my driveway. I'm like, oh crap. What in the world going on? So of course I chased them. They took off back through the backyard, okay, running. And they went and ran through the fence. Through the burned fence. I said, oh my God. They burned the hell out of my fence. Didn't tell me. Blamed it on a neighbor. Now all of a sudden, they sent someone to my house, want to go in my yard and look at the damage, and I guess they want to try to fix it. Right? But I'm not even messing with that. I'm getting my fence done as soon as possible. So I'm going through my homeowners, getting it done as soon as possible, and they're going to go after them for my money, to get my money back for my deductible. So, guys, that's a lesson to you. That's a lesson to you. When someone else damages your property, like a neighbor or whatever, and, you know, they hem and haw about the damage, don't worry about it. Go ahead and make a claim with your homeowner's insurance. Get your property fixed as soon as possible, and then they will go after property owner that caused the damage. Right? That's crazy. So that's what I'm going through right now as we speak. Okay? I got someone coming to the house today to give me an estimate on my fence. My God. All I'm saying is we could have had an easy fix with this if the property owner called me and said, hey, we had a fire and it burned part of your fence and my fence. I want to fix your fence. And, you know, let's do it. But no, she wants to blame it on my neighbor. And lo and behold, it was them that burned my fence. And the fire report says an unauthorized burn. So they were burning trash or leaves or whatever. And they weren't authorized to do it. I guess apparently that you have to have some kind of permission or whatever, or a certain time that you can, you know, burn leaves or burn trash or whatever you want to burn out here in my county. So, you know, and so I'm going to put that neighbor in their place. And I want you guys to know that from now on, from this day forward, never, ever, ever let a neighbor or anyone get away with damaging your property and not taking care of it. Okay? I guess that if I had never, if I never did see, go back there, because I don't go back there a whole lot. It's a wooded area, and, you know, I don't go in there a whole lot. So, but, I did notice that because I had to put things up. And that's the way that God works, okay? But, and you don't have to be ugly because God will turn around and, you know, give you something for it.
like I said, I would have been fine if the lady had said, well, yeah, my tenant did that. They damaged your property, and we need to figure out how to take care of this. I would have been fine with that. I wouldn't have called my insurance company. I wouldn't have called my lawyer or anything. I would have been fine with that. You just do it in a timely manner. But, you know, because they were so, because she lied to my face about who caused the damage, once I found out she lied to me, I had to call my attorney and find out what could I do to take care of this. Okay? Because, you know, think about this. You know, my mom always told me you got to have three things in your life. You got to have a good accountant or a tax person or somebody to watch your money. You got to have a good attorney that you trust and you can call and they'll help you. You got to have a good doctor that you can see for years and years that knows your body and you know, the ins and outs of your body and give you great advice. Keep your health up. Those are the three things that you need in your life. So, you know, I've got that. I've got a greater accountant in our sponsor, CPA on Duty. I've got a great attorney, a great friend of mine for over 20 years, Glenn Wall, great attorney. And I got a good doctor right out here near me about 15 minutes away. So that, you know, take care of yourselves, guys. And don't let your neighbors push you around, okay? Don't let anybody, as a matter of fact, push you around. And take that from me, not to ever, never, ever let anyone push you around. I'm going to shut down the show right now. I got less than a minute left in the show. Hey, I appreciate you guys listening. Join me tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., where we talk about guns in the household. All right? Guns in the household. Tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day, guys. Be safe. I'm over, and I'm out.